The U.S. and Mexico have yet to agree on a plan that would stop President Trump from implementing tariffs on imports from the neighboring country. In the meantime, corporations and small businesses are bracing themselves for the potential costs and impacts. From KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Jorge Valencia has the perspective from one Mexican manufacturer.
The company makes straps and buckles. They're based in the central Mexican city of Puebla, and the president is Gary McKay.
From Australia, president of Rock Straps here in Mexico.
Yes, he's from Australia. He used to run factories in China before starting this one in Mexico last year. He spoke from his factory floor.
Right now I'm looking at tables of, you know, half a dozen people on each one, grabbing long bits of webbing and putting buckles on them and folding them up and giving them to the sewers.
And McKay says one reason he started the factory here was location.
This one being really close to the USA, our biggest market, is a pretty good spot to be.
Another reason, he says, is that it gives them access to labor that is relatively cheap. And also, Puebla is home to the biggest Volkswagen factory in the Americas, which means a lot of skilled workers around.
We can get laser engineers, we can get robotic engineers, sonic engineers. It's very handy.
The products made by Rock Straps are brought into the U.S. by importers in Arizona, Washington State, and New York. And they have a number of uses, bags, pets.
And people like LAPD and police departments, tactical response people.
McKay says he and other business owners like him are paying close attention to President Donald Trump's threats to impose tariffs on imports from Mexico.
The biggest thing is the uncertainty. It's really difficult to tell the customers what to expect.
For example, McKay says he had recently promoted his company at a trade show in Florida. One of his talking points was that he was exporting from Mexico, which had a free trade agreement with the U.S.
And there we got to ring him up and tell him, sorry, that promotional campaign didn't last long.
McKay says this could have a big impact on a company the size of his. He has about 20 employees and says he did about $500,000 in sales to the U.S. over the past year.
Starting up the factory in Mexico was very difficult. You know, it was a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of lawyers. But yeah, now we've just got really into production, and now we've got this thing hitting us. It just makes you pretty sick and tired.
For the Mexican economy, this is a big deal. At least 85% of Mexico's exports go to the U.S. Arlene Ramirez Uresti is an international relations analyst in Mexico City. She says Trump's threats have changed the political agenda.
Today, public opinion is focusing totally in migration and trade, when a week ago we were focusing on health, educational reform still, and other topics of importance of the national agenda.
Ramirez says that part of what makes it difficult for Mexico to negotiate on its domestic immigration policy is that the country has already signed a number of international agreements on migration.
Donald Trump is taking advantage of that, and it is putting Mexico into a position in which we have to give certain measures and actions to have migrants here in the country.
Mexican negotiators said in a statement Thursday that Mexico will deploy 6,000 members of the National Guard to the Guatemala border region. It's unclear whether or not that'll satisfy Trump's demands on keeping migrants from Central America and elsewhere from walking up to the U.S. Until now, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has dodged discussing the negotiations. He finally spoke out about them on Thursday morning.
Espero que se llegue a un acuerdo. Tengo confianza.
López Obrador says he's optimistic and hopes the two countries will reach an agreement. In the meantime, Trump has said he will implement a 5% tariff on Mexican imports as early as Monday. Jorge Valencia, KJZZ News, Mexico City.